day I went into town again to do some shopping, some pertinent shopping. It never ceases to amaze me how people who serve you at cashier counters are dressed like billboards. They're dressed almost like clowns, some of them, and they don't know it, to think it's normal, because they're young and they've been born into this system where the corporate logo means that you're basically owned and you are a walking billboard. They used to say that you should be proud of your labor and have dignity in labor, and meanwhile you're being plastered today with all the logos and badges and colors of the corporation you work for. It's amazing how we truly adapt so quickly in this system to the changes without question. And there's no one really to tell the younger ones that it wasn't always like this. You think everything is normal unless their parents tell them how it used to be and what happened, how these things transpire. Well, in the bank too, I just mentioned to the cashier or the teller that the US dollar and the Canadian dollar are pretty well on par now, and that's getting ready for the unification of the Americas. And she casually said, she says, oh, that will never happen. And then as an afterthought, she said, almost in a dreamlike state, which she was, in fact, because most people are in a somnambulistic state most of the time, she said, it won't make much difference, we're all the same now anyway. And I realized that her subconscious had already been programmed towards this through all the bits and pipe and bytes of information that you get every day from the media, from the news, the mainstream news. It's programming the public subconsciously into decisions which are made for them and to adapt to them. And she was quite right. If you look at the cultures now across America and Canada, it's the same culture. We've all been given the same indoctrinations for since World War II, especially. And we have the same educational system running the whole countries, giving us the same propaganda towards unification. And really, this farce with the border right now is just a pretense to get everyone ID'd. And once that's happened, the borders will start coming down, just like they did in Europe, because this is the second continent that's to go. First Europe, then the Americas, and then they'll have the little battle for the Pacific Rim region, which has already been decided as to who's to be the boss. Read Karl Marx's writings in the 1800s, where he talked about the three trading blocks under a super government, a world government. We don't get taught this stuff in school, although the books are available to those who want to go and seek them. We're taught, again, little bits and bites of history. We're never given the causes of history. We're never given the huge meetings and the moneyed people and foundations that plan the future and profit from the wars as they change societies by wars and bring them into the next level. I am back again. This is Alan Watted, Cutting Through the Matrix. The bumper music's not quite the right stuff, but we're doing our best here. I was going to say there that a good way to break people's programming during their day when you go into stores is to answer a question that they give you, which is generally, have we found all we wanted, sir? And you say, no. And then they look up, because they're not used to that, you see, they look up at you and you make eye contact. And then you just tell them you were joking, you want to break their programming. And they'll laugh because they realize that they are conditioned to go through all of this nonsensical formula they're told to by their bosses. It's all making us so impersonal, really. We're becoming like machines. And we shouldn't be, because that's not what living is all about. You have to get personal contact between people to exchange information and to get them to think. The trouble today is most people are not thinking. They are, in fact, working like a program. And today I did this in one store, and the girl did make eye contact. She did laugh because she realized I was right. She was a program. And then she said to me a strange thing. Interesting, too. She said, eventually she said, I'd rather be back in the program because I've got to work till midnight today. And I realized, yeah, they'll switch off and go back into their program, their conditioned responses, and their have a nice day formula with every person that comes across and goes past them. Because in reality, you see, none of them would rather be there if they had a choice. They're on it because of this monetary system and this freedom we call democracy, which is just a farce, really. We don't have democracy. We have a limited amount of choices to make. And that's done really from school onwards, as you're all categorized and put into different formulated classrooms, which decide your life for you from then on, which category of work you'll go into.